Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, Lee. So this is what the Democrats are selling their constituents. This idea that Trump sent ICE in, that is unprecedented. We've never seen this before. Yeah. He's acting as a dictator. And that this is all part of a larger conspiracy to use federal troops to take over left-wing areas and rule them or something.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to play Democrat Governor J.D. Pritzker threatening Trump and Kristi Noem, who's head of Department of Homeland Security, get your ICE thugs out of Chicago. Okay. The underlying lie here, there's always a lie with the Democrats. The underlying lie here is this idea that they sent ICE in. That ICE has been sent in, that we've never seen this before. Brennan Johnson, the mayor of Chicago, I watched the whole press conference yesterday. Because he kept saying Trump is breaking the law, Congress won't stop him. He does the whole press conference, and I watched the whole thing for one reason on the treadmill, Lee, and it did get my blood pumping.
At least you did something productive.
I did something productive. I burned some calories too on the PhD weight loss plan. So no, I wanted to see. He kept saying Trump's breaking the law. No one will stop him. We have to stop him here in Chicago. You know, we've got to get rid of ICE. We've got to get ICE out. He never says what law Trump's breaking. Mm-hmm. Whole press conference.
Yeah.
He's breaking the what law? So here's Pritzker, okay? The underlying lie that they're telling their sheeple is that Trump has sent ICE in. This is new, and it's a federal invasion. Okay. Now, as you hear this, I looked this up on Google, okay? How long has ICE or the Immigration Naturalization Services, the INS, that's just the acronym it was called before. It's the same agency, same people, same thing. How long has the INS and ICE been in Chicago? Since January? When Trump took over? No. Last 10 years? No. For, quote, most of the 20th century.
It's a long time.
Yeah, for those on Common Core history, that's since the 1900s, the early 1900s, most of the 20th century. The 1900s were the 20th century. So this idea, this is new. It's breaking of the law. It's a dictatorship. They're in the streets. No, it's not new. But if you're a Democrat sheeple and you hear this, you think something new is going on.
I refuse to let Donald Trump, Kristi Noem, and Gregory Bovino continue on this march toward autocracy. Their plan all along has been to cause chaos, and then they can use that chaos to consolidate Donald Trump's power. They think they can fool us all into thinking that the way to get out of this crisis that they created is to give them free rein. Well, that plan will only work if we let it. The state of Illinois is going to use every lever at our disposal to resist this power grab and get Noem's thugs the hell out of Chicago. I'm not afraid. I am not afraid, and I won't back down.
Okay. The only people who see this is a weird thing. This idea, well, he sent the thugs in, and we got to get ICE out. They have a building there. Okay. They had a building.
It's a long-term plan.
So what is causing the consternation? Left-wing thugs are attacking the building. That is the only thing that has changed. Nothing else has changed in 100 years in Chicago, as you can find on Google. You can Google how long is the INS, now ICE, been in Chicago since the early 20th century,
you
early
mean 1900s. People are attacking a federal building?
I know.
Wow.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Here's Portland ICE Director Camilla Warner talking about this.
There's something been going on every night since June. We've had bottle rockets launched at our folks in the building. We've had rocks thrown through the building. We've had all our windows broken out on the first floor. We have had lasers pointed at our officers' eyes. We have, it's a whole gamut of things.
So what's happened here is the Democrats have decided that the cartels and the illegal immigrant criminals get to stay. They're really mad that Trump picked up 1,000 illegals with criminal records in the Chicago area, and they want them back. This is the, and by the way, when I say criminal records, I'm not talking about immigration records. I'm talking about criminal records, many of them with deportation orders. They want them back. Okay. Katie Taraski explained this, okay? When Trump sends in these federal agents, all they can do, all they will do, is terrorize Democrat, no. Come after Democrat, no. Protect the federal building. That's all they can do. This is what this is about. So what Pritzker is saying, what Brandon Johnson is saying, Lee, is they're thugs if they want to protect the building. We have a free speech right to burn it down and break out the windows and throw rocks and bottle rockets. We can do it. No, you can't. This is not hard to understand. Would you understand what the actual argument is here? Through all the obfuscation, it's crazy. And this judge, Lee, what this judge has done here, people don't understand it. That when she said they can't move in the guard. Okay, here's what she did. Friday afternoon, she files the order restraining Trump from using the National Guard to secure that federal building, protect those ICE agents so they don't end up dead. Okay, or the building burned to the ground, which is what they're trying to do with the bottle rockets, throwing them through. That's how they broke the windows. They have flammable liquid in them. Okay, so this judge makes this ruling on Friday before the Trump administration can respond. Why? Then her case does not have any evidence of the actual attacks on ICE. This is Friday. Over the weekend, we find out that the cartel Latin gangs leader, who's an illegal immigrant from Mexico, put the $10,000 hit on the ICE agents. We find out all of that. We have them surrounded and rammed. We have a response car that tried to help them rammed. We have the Chicago PD not responding. None of that is a part of her case. She's dialed history back to Friday. And she's only using mainstream media reports. In other words, misinformation. There's nothing going on. I don't see anything that rises to the level. They had to shoot their way out of being surrounded. I don't know anything about that. Why? Because Democrats are denying it, Lee. Oh, no, nothing happened. And even Pritzker is saying, no, that's just propaganda. So the judge is using the Democrats' version of reality, which is, of course, fake. Here's Katie Taraski, constitutional law professor and former federal prosecutor, explaining the judge's ruling is not based on reality. She is refusing to consider evidence of the danger of the violence against the agents and the building.
So President Trump wants the National Guard there to put an end to all of this. Does he have the legal authority to do so?
I think he absolutely does. And I think that this judge's opinion is very vulnerable on appeal. When the president essentially nationalizes the guard, that decision is reviewable by the courts under that particular statute. But the courts have to give extremely high deference to the president, meaning that if there's any colorable explanation, and of course, we just heard from the ICE director there, then the courts cannot overturn that. And that has been established by the Ninth Circuit, where this court will go. So certainly, I think that this opinion is going to be overturned.
And when you say it was established by the Ninth Circuit, are you talking about that California ruling that just happened a couple months ago, where National Guard troops were allowed to stay in California to protect the federal buildings?
That's exactly right. There was a case, it's called Newsom 2, that the Ninth Circuit discussed this very same issue. And the judge in the Portland case tries to distinguish the facts there by saying that there's not ongoing or very recent attacks, but that doesn't seem consistent with the factual record at all. So yeah. I think that for sure the administration will prevail here.
So it, to even get here, Lee, this judge is having to, you know, pretend not to have any evidence.
Right. Hypothetically speaking, I wonder what would happen if there was a convoy of vehicles that rammed Pritzker's motorcade and someone within that, you know, group of people brandished a weapon. I wonder what the reaction would be.
Oh, they totally let them go and the police wouldn't come, right? Okay, let me do another. You want to do another thought exercise?
Sure.
I got this from Stephen Miller yesterday.
My brain needs exercising very badly.
Yeah, me too. So he, what if when the FBI decided to raid Mar-a-Lago, what if Ron DeSantis had said, hey, we're going to create FBI free zones here in Florida?
Ooh, that's a good one, Tara. You are really exercising very well there.
Yeah, and it was actually Stephen Miller said yesterday. Okay. But yeah, I'm going to give him credit. But yeah, so what would have happened? Oh, the left would have gone wild.
Yes. Yeah.
You can't do that. So that's what they're saying now. We're going to protect these cartels who are putting $10,000 a head hits on ICE agents by giving them areas in which the federal government can't go. You can't do that.
We're going to take, I guess, privately owned buildings and give them special protection?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm sure that equal protection under the law clause doesn't apply there.
You know, and you know what's crazy about that? To do that after you know that Latin Kings gang leader put a hit out on Trump.
Right.
I'm sorry, on that border agent in writing. $10,000 hit for his murder.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Conspiracy.
It's absolutely conspiracy. But what makes it even worse is, you know how we heard that story over the weekend about the ICE agents being surrounded, boxed in, cars rammed.
Right.
What we did not know till that indictment of that Latin Kings gang member came out was that while they were surrounded and they're having the shootout with the liberal lunatics, and another one of their cars is also rammed off the road and surrounded when it tried to respond, that Latin Kings crime boss, who's an illegal immigrant, had ordered his deputies to pick up guns and secure the area against ICE. In other words, to take back the area. It is a wonder this didn't end in slaughter. And you know what I wonder, Lee? I wonder if that's not why the Chicago PD was held back. They knew that gangster had done it. They knew that gang was surrounding it. And the other question I got, the people that rammed these ICE agents, they're both Hispanic. One of them has the same last name as the guy who's been charged with putting the hit on the ICE agent. Martinez is a very common Hispanic name. I know that.
Yeah.
There any connection between them and the Latin Kings? Were those Latin King operatives who ran those officers, pulled a gun on them? You know what we need to do? You know what the Democrats would do here? Think January 6th. You know what they would do? We now have the police superintendent, was the police chief there in Chicago, saying, well, I didn't give that order. Who did?
Yeah, exactly. Who did?
Who gave it? I would go from Brandon Johnson. I'd get a subpoena, get a warrant. I'd get a subpoena. I'd call him in, but I'd get a warrant. And I would go his phone all the way on down the leadership structure.
Well, you've got
one of them. Are any of them talking to Latin Kings?
You've got the audio there of the order to stand down and not to protect. So you've got evidence that was there. And like you and I were talking in the hallway earlier, how is this not a crime?
It is a crime.
How is this not like a federal crime?
My question is it a conspiracy?
Right.
Who told the patrol supervisor not to send the police? It is urgent we get the answer to that question. And that must be investigated criminally because of this King's connection. Because we now know he didn't just put the hit on the border agent, try to kill him, $10,000 reward. He ordered his lower-ranking gangster lieutenants to go in with guns after the shootout. How did he know about the shootout? It hadn't been on TV yet. See the problem? You think like a law enforcement officer? There's a connection here. You start going in there, you start getting the calls, you'll find it. And we need to find it because this is going to break it wide open, the connection between Democrats, Latin King gangs, and their street fight against ICE. Which, folks, again, not new for ICE to be there. They've been there for 100 years in Chicago. This is not new stuff. Just Democrats don't like it anymore.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, these Democrats sure are homicidal. You know, we're seeing folks with Jay Jones, who wants to be the top cop in Virginia. While he's talking about the benefits of having his political opponents murdered and their children who should die, he says, oh, because they're just little fascists. This is how they talk among themselves. This is why you can't get the Democrat leadership to either withdraw their endorsements of him. Yeah, they've said he should apologize, but that doesn't even cover it. You're talking about murder here. We cannot normalize this. So he wants his opponent dead. He wants his opponent's children dead. And now we're learning he wants police officers dead too. Yeah, see, then if they were dead or if they could, you know, be killed. And what he was saying is he wants to remove qualified immunity from the police department so that people can kill them and that they would benefit from this. Jones suggested that maybe if a few more police officers died, they'd be hesitant to shoot people. No, they'd be more likely to shoot people, moron. Watch. Let me tell you what's going on here. Democrat leadership, their base is so wildly radical because they radicalized them. You can't say, hey, we condemn you over suggesting police officers should die. You can't say that. As a Democrat, you can't say it. They're all afraid to get primaried. They want dead police officers. It could not be clear. They want their opponents dead. When Donald Trump, this is how they talk amongst themselves. He just wasn't supposed to get out. When Donald Trump demands that he drop out of the race and he doesn't, and the Democrat leadership do not make him drop out, that is what is going on. They're looking at their base. Their base is homicidal. Remember, we learned that from Axios. Remember Axios did all those, that was just a few months ago, liberal publication Axios did all those off-the-record interviews with Democrat Congress members, and they said, well, you know, we went to our, you know, meetings with our constituents on break, and man, they just want blood. They just want violence, and we can't be seen not wanting violence. This is who they are. Folks, I didn't make enough of this last week. This is one of those watershed moments. Zohran Mamdani's party, the Democrat Socialists of America, also AOC's, praised the cop killer Asada Shakur. She had died of old age in Cuba. She literally execution style killed a state trooper in New Jersey in 1973. Bam, right to the head. What did he do? Just pulled him over. She thought he should die, so she killed him. She's convicted, life in prison. Her liberal radical friends help her escape and they give her asylum in Cuba. So the Democrat Socialists of America Twitter feed praises her life and the wonderful contribution she's made. You mean the execution? You mean that? Yes, great. We're Democrats. We love it. We're socialists. We love it. All he's asked is to condemn it. Just condemn that. Come on. You're not for executing troopers, right? He won't condemn it. He said, no, I can't condemn. I'm not going to condemn that. I'm running for mayor of New York. Yes, that's why it's very relevant. Wouldn't condemn it. That's all you need to know. And coming up next, we got another violent Democrat candidate who doesn't want to debate Stephen Miller. He wants to beat the blank out of him. Watch this. He's not going to be asked to drop out either. He's not. Well, just wait for it. This is up in North Carolina. What do you hear this? Another homicidal Democrat. How many are there?
What? Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, if you're a true crime buff, and my husband and I are, you know about the yogurt shop murders. You know about the Austin police in their decades-long struggle to solve the murder of four young girls, including a raped 13-year-old, if you can even imagine. Those efforts to solve that crime were nationally, it's one of the most famous murders in the country, nationally so famous, they ended up putting two people in prison for those murders. Who did not do it. That's how crazy it got. And if you're a true crime buff, like me, you also know about the I-40 rapist. They tried to solve that one for years, too. And it just kind of fills you with awe that somebody is, and not in a good way, that somebody is out there has gotten away with this. And if you live in Greenville, you've been here for a very long time, you remember the murder of Genevieve Jenny Zetricki, that 1990 cold case, absolutely brutal, raped, murdered in her apartment, unsolved. Well, incredibly, all three of these cases, and you don't see a thing like this much happen in crime in America, collided last week when the Austin Police Department thanked the Greenville PD for helping them finally catch the yogurt shop killer. And what was so remarkable about this, and you know this, this is former police chief Ken Miller. What's so remarkable about this is that the murderer, Robert Beshears, was never even on the Austin Police Department's radar. Welcome to the show this morning. Can you hear me, sir?
Yep. Yes. Good morning. Good morning, Tara.
So it's 2018, and you do something that I've been advocating police chiefs do for many years when you were the police chief of the Greenville PD. And tell us what you did that led to, and I think Robert Beshears, you helped, you helped not catch the guy because he had died in a police shootout, but you helped us figure out who had done these serial killings. The I-40 rapes, the yogurt shop murders, the Jenny Zetricki case. Tell us how all of those got solved. And I think Robert Beshears, who you really caught here when you did this, is going to become one of America's most famous serial killers. Tell us about what happened in 2018.
Well, it had actually evolved over decades, long before I became police chief in Greenville, Tara. The Jenny Zetricki case, we had enough DNA to produce a profile, but not enough to continue work with the DNA. In the other cases out in Memphis, I think it's Portageville or a place in nearby in Missouri, and another location out in that general area, there were multiple situations where at times multiple women were secured by brashers and shot and killed and raped or shot and survived. One woman was shot and survived as he tried to force his way into her home. There was an abundance of DNA out in that area. Our detectives got married up with some of those cases in about 2006 or seven. I believe Tim Conroy was a detective at that time working the case, and he worked very hard to try and solve it. But Brashers was not in the CODIS database, which is the FBI database for convicted offender identification system. So in any event, the long story short is the continued developments in DNA technology to the point that you had touch DNA, where you needed very, very little material to make a hit and a profile, really helped us in this case. But in addition to that, there was the development of the genealogy using the DNA database for family, people use for family trees, to begin to map back relationships and identify potential suspects. So if you fast forward to 2017, 2018, in 2017, we were notified that there was a connection to a Memphis rape and murder, and there was an abundance of DNA available because it was all in that area. And we began to work with SLED to identify a profile from there. And then we worked with Parabon Nano Labs. And Parabon Nano Labs is in Reston, Virginia, and they do this work. They solved the Golden State Killer case out in California. Now, we had interest in working with Parabon Nano Labs for some time prior to the Jenny Zetricki case, because they were emerging where they were able to build sketches from DNA. And I really wanted to test that technology in addition to the genealogy. Then Lieutenant Jason Rampe and then Sergeant Tim Conroy worked that case for me, Jenny Zetricki's case, and suggested that we reach out to Parabon Nano Labs to do the work. Well, it was expensive, and basically we got some funding from council, special funding that city council approved to help us do this whole project. So we were grateful to the council for that. But the thrust of it was we used outside technologies and emerging technologies to really identify and narrow down who this person was. And as a result of that that work, Parabon gave us the name of Robert Brashers and said, "We're 99.9% certain that this is your guy." We worked with his daughter, got a DNA profile to confirm that, almost 100% that it was Robert Brashers. And then we worked through the process of exhumation of his casket I think it was in Arkansas, and they took a tooth and a portion of his pinky finger and confirmed that it was Brashers. So it resulted in multiple cases being solved. And back then, and it's been literally about 7 years, almost to the day that we did the press conference on this case. And, you know, we tried to, I don't know that it went national or not, but we tried to get other agencies to look at their unsolved cases where you had rapes and murders of women in the Southeast. And I still would encourage agencies to do that again. So that's kind of the version of it that I can share with you. I know that it was a lot of hard work on our part. There was a lot of collaboration with many other agencies for many years. But particularly in 2017, when the technologies had just allowed us to kind of jump forward and make some things happen. But cold case was, you know, Greenville cold case was very important to me, and actually made some changes in leadership and investigations because I wasn't getting the progress I needed on cold cases. These families deserve closure, and it was an important priority of mine to bring closure to these cases, and we did several in 2017-18.
Yeah, and I just wanted you to get credit for it because it really is an amazing achievement, and yet you get Robert Beshear's DNA, and it would be another, 7 years before the Austin PD tests it and realize that serial killer did the yogurt shop murders too. Just real quick, I'm almost out of time. Sure. Does it surprise you how prolific this guy was? It wasn't just Jenny Citricki, the fact that he was moving on and continuing to do this?
No, I believe there are more out there. I certainly would not at all be surprised. I will tell you that with every advancement in DNA technology, departments need to resubmit DNA evidence that they have because they are more and more likely to get a profile and get a match and be able to solve cases. And we had that in Greenville with Alice Ryan's murder. That case work, that DNA had been submitted multiple times over. So you can never look at the cases enough. You can never reconsider enough how much you might look for technology to help you move your case along.
Amen to that. Former police chief Greenville, Ken Miller, thank you so much for joining us today on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much, Tara.
Okay, folks, Arctic Frost. Let me break this down for you. The FBI illegally spies on 92 entities that essentially make up the Republican Party and the right in America, including Charlie Kirk's own Turning Point USA. 30 separate devices are spied on, are tapped as part of that. We still don't know whose they are. I bet you Charlie's was one of them. The FBI did this illegally and without predicate. In other words, they didn't go get a warrant, as the Fourth Amendment demands that you do. They are operating lawlessly. Now we find out yesterday that as part of Arctic Frost, the FBI illegally surveilled 8 Republican senators, not Democrat, 8 Republican senators. Okay, what do we take away from this? Let me tell you what happened here. It's very simple. They were framing Donald Trump, intended to put him away Soviet show trial style. He faced 700 years across 5 cases, enough to assure that he would spend the rest of his life in prison when Republican leadership did not object to this. Folks, remember, Trump even became persona non grata on Fox News. They would not only not have him on, they wouldn't have Lara Trump on. She's on there all the time now. They wouldn't have anyone associated with him on. The door was slammed. And the Democrats looked at that because he was indicted across so many cases and went, well, shoot. We put a whole GOP ecosystem in prison on show trials. They were gonna if they got office this time, if Trump hadn't won. And so what you're seeing with the surveilling of the 92 illegally by Jack Smith, who broke the law. Think about that. He was appointed during the Biden era to go after Trump to make sure Trump hadn't broken the law. He's breaking the law the whole time. Doesn't think a thing of it. So he goes after the 92 entities. Folks, we were gonna see show trials for that following Trump's. Trump wasn't gonna be the only one. The Republican leadership had decided, they were like the cadets in pre-Soviet Russia. If we just capitulate to the Marxists, if we're just really super nice and sometimes donate to their version of Black Lives Matter, actually had a charity just like Black Lives Matter, they'll leave us alone. They won't kill us. Oh, yeah, they got slaughtered. Those that didn't escape the country during the Russian Revolution. And now we see, folks, what is this? The spying on the 8, we found out about that yesterday, their phone calls, their communications, and where they were. And the spying on the 92 is part of Arctic Frost. All of it illegal. No predicate. What are we seeing? They were going to show trial and put away the GOP too. That's what they learned. You don't object, you go to prison too on trumped up charges. That's what we're finding out. All as the Democrats assure us, they are the ones living through a dictatorship right now. That's hilarious.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.